Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 24, 2019. My thoughts on Twitter, the 24th of August 2019. On the second day of my stay in India, I had a meeting with the Jewish community of Mumbai, which was held in the Eliyahu Synagogue. More than 100 people attended. We talked about the status of the Jewish people in the world and their unique role for all of humanity. Spiritual fulfillment comes not only from coming closer to the Creator, but also from distancing away from Him. After all, by fulfilling egoism, which justifiably demands everything for itself, and opposing it, one acquires faith. That's when one needs to relate everything to the Creator, even separation from Him. Uniqueness of the Creator, Part 6. Attainment is in mutual connection. Question: in our world there is a spectrum of all sorts of feelings, for example, friendship or love. But in order to feel them, there must be someone else. I cannot feel love or friendship if there is no one besides myself. The same is true about the Creator. Is it the force that is felt in the right connection between other people? Answer: of course, it is felt on some material. I need interaction with other people, with a group. Question: is the Creator an abstract form that is impossible to be felt if it is not dressed in some material? Answer: yes. The Creator appears to me as a group of people who are connected by mutual love and mutual support. Then, the force that exists among them, not in each of them, but among them, can be called the Creator. Question: does it mean that the power of love does not exist outside the connection of several people? Answer: right. It does not exist. Question: Kabbalah says that the essence of the Creator is unattainable, as is the essence of all objects and phenomena in our world. What does his essence is unattainable mean? Answer: it is connected with the method of attainment. In fact, we do not attain anything as the thing in itself, but we can only attain something from our attitude to it. The gradual accumulation of positive or negative impressions that deter me or bring me closer to different objects that are supposedly outside of me, by integrating into me, enable me to feel how I build my organ of perception. From Cab TV's Basics of Kabbalah, December 10, 2018. Absolute interconnection. Question: I came to Kabbalah with a clear internal understanding that everything a person thinks about comes to him from the Creator. I put that into practice when I have a thought about some other person, relative, or acquaintance. I make sure I realize this thought immediately. What I mean is that I will call him and ask what is going on, and it turns out that at the very same moment this person was thinking about me or was having problems. Do these thoughts come to us from our egoistic world or arise from the upper worlds? Answer: nothing appears by itself. We are all connected by our thoughts and desires. I am not saying that we have to call each other all the time and inquire about what is happening. But if any thoughts or desires surface, they depend on the global picture of souls with whom we are completely interconnected. Nothing is independent in this world, not the slightest thought or desire. Everything is completely interconnected and mutually defined. We all determine each other's destinies. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 21st of April 2019. Evolution of Desires, Part 11. Obstacle to Unity. Baal HaSulam, Matan Torah, The Giving of the Torah, Item 12, A Wild Ass Shall Be Turned into Man, Job 11:12. Because when one emerges out of the bosom of creation, one is in utter filth and lowliness, meaning a multitude of self-love that is imprinted in him, whose every movement revolves solely around himself, without a shred of bestowal upon others. Question: the person is originally born an egoist. As I understand it, in Kabbalah, It is the egocentric perception that needs to be corrected. Answer: this is a specific egoism. It requires correction. This is not about animal egoism when everyone instinctively wants to take a certain posture, to do some kind of calculation so that he is well. This is a natural egoism, there is no need to fight it. Our natural desires, food, sex, family, etc., are not considered egoistic at all. People just think that it is egoism and you should fight it. No, that is wrong. We need to fight only with the egoism that disallows our unity, to be together with others in a state of friendship, connection, and love. Therefore, the forces of opposition that arise when a person attempts to somehow interact with other people are the real egoism. Question: to enjoy at the expense of other, to use someone, is this also egoism? Answer: naturally, because these are also the forces that prevent us from uniting with others. From Cab TV's Basics of Kabbalah, December 3, 2018. Advancement through jealousy. Question: Baal HaSulam writes, "One who can wait for tomorrow will obtain his salvation after his years. How can I develop the aspiration to the upper one at the current moment, and not wait until tomorrow?" Answer: it all depends on how jealous you are of your friends. You should feel jealous that they are moving much faster and more successfully than you. This is a problem. This approach is recommended even to the teacher. For example, every day I sit in front of my students. Although I wish them to quickly attain everything, I must envy them too, otherwise, I will be unable to learn from them. And I need to learn from the Creator through them. Good jealousy is the main property that moves us forward. I do not think about them moving more slowly, but about moving more quickly myself. In this way we help each other. This jealousy must be developed. It is necessary to specifically show the other person how much more you understand, how much smarter you are, how much more effort you put in. Help them in this way. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 21st of April 2019.